The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And happy holidays to everyone as we are celebrating our wonderful holiday season. And a big celebration on Answers for Elders Radio this week is we have our very wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements here to join us. Daphne, welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone.
How was your holiday? Quiet?
So, you know, as we've all experienced, it was different. It was quiet, but it was still joy-filled. And it took a little extra energy for us to be able to step forward and find the joy in a crazy, chaotic time. So I'm very thankful that I was able to see the people that I did. I use Zoom a lot and was able to visit people. And in all actuality, I have to say I saw more people this year than I have in the past because I used Zoom. So my family just made that decision to use Zoom, and we checked in with people and did things that we've never done before. So I hope our listeners were able to creatively figure out ways of having some time together with their family.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's really important that we look at the positive here because, you know, who'd have thunk here, like back when COVID hit and we were back in March, that we'd still be here. And, you know, in this situation. But the good news is that there's a vaccine on the horizon and it's being distributed. And, you know, it's a really, you know, I think we're starting to see the beginning of the end of this finally. So that's a good thing.
I know,
right?
We all see. Exactly. I know we all have a sense of hope, and we have a sense of hopefully joy again that we can find in the depths of our heart, so that we can share that, and particularly in our world, share it with our elders, our loved ones that we don't get to see on a daily basis, to keep their spirits up and to be able to make their world a little bit bigger in very creative ways. I want to encourage everyone here that's listening today to not shy away from reaching out for some support, some ideas, for someone to look at your situation and your story and its uniqueness with fresh eyes. That's a commitment that Pinnacle Senior Placements has made, is that we're here to help you in this very bizarre time of COVID to figure out how can we still be connected. And sometimes when we start those conversations with our families, they're like, Daphne, I think you're out in the Looney Tune world. But come to fruition is reality of success, that families are able to get back together in creative ways. And so it takes a mindset of open-mindedness. So after you've listened to everything today, I hope that you can encourage your loved ones and yourself to be open-minded and try new things. And maybe see the cup of life as half full, not empty. Maybe see the possibilities instead of the reasons that something can't happen or can't work. But really come into this new year with a fresh set of eyes, eyes and a heart that says we can sustain our relationships, because that's the piece that's most critical right now is maintaining our relationships. I know I've had lots of conversations with families that are like, oh my goodness, Daphne, it's been, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 months since I've really had a nice hug with my mom. You know, who would have ever thought that a simple hug would have been something that we would cherish and celebrate and yearn for? And so these are the things to kind of open up your heart, like I said, for new things. I don't know about your life, but my world was getting very small. I was in my house all the time, still and in my house all the time. I live on Zoom. That is what I do. And boy, my learning curve was very steep in figuring out how to do that. But here, like I said, here at Pinnacle, we're here to help each and every one of you figure this out. Just 2 days ago, I was speaking to a woman who's 91 years old. Her husband's 92, and she's been the caregiver for him his whole life, and he's now gotten to a place in his life that he needs extra support. And her wife, she is just heartbroken, absolutely heartbroken about, you know, not being able to take care of her home, her husband at home anymore. But by her reaching out, having the courage to know this isn't something I can continue, and for Pinnacle to listen to her heart and her story and her highest values, we are working on finding just the right place for him to get care where she can still be, quote, in finger quotes, involved in his care.
Yeah.
I tell you the story because everything is possible. It's just a matter of having conversation and awareness, the courage to speak with your heart, the courage to say your fears, the courage to say, but I don't want to give this up. Because when you tell me those things, we can try and fill them. Now, is it going to be just like at home? Absolutely not. It's going to be different, and it is going to be a new adventure. But in that new adventure, you get to learn new things. You get to experience new things. In my world, God has a plan for everything. And who knows what's going to be in that new environment that you'll be living in. So my message today is all about hope and courage and finding that silver lining. Pinnacle and all seven of us that are helping our families right now have honed our skills in learning how to gather information differently, because we don't get to sit in front of you anymore. We have to use this thing called the phone and Zoom. And we don't get to have eye-to-eye conversation. I don't get to feel your energy. But we've really made the commitment to knowing how to help you identify your highest values. This can help in terms of moving forward when things can look so bleak and sad and like you're giving up everything. Because when you have that courage to ask for help, it's perfect.
What you're saying is so important, and it's interesting because I was talking to a family yesterday, and they're, you know, just because it's a pandemic doesn't mean that our needs and our, you know, and our seniors don't need the same amount of help that they did before the pandemic started. And certainly as health declines, families are faced right now with crossroads that they wish they weren't there during a pandemic. And there's a lot of questions right now. And one of the things that I think is so valuable about what you do is you have the time, you take the time with families to explore that there's many options and that there's no cookie cutter approach and that there's different ways of working together. And I think that's really, talk about hope, is making sure that you understand what all your options are. Because again, I don't think personally, I know for me, when I was a caregiver, I didn't know what those all the options were. I just figured that, you know, my mom would have to go here, or, you know, I didn't realize that there was, like, maybe it's home care. Maybe it's a, you know, adult family home. Maybe it's a senior living community. Maybe it's with Alzheimer's. Maybe it's a memory care situation, or a, you know, continuing care retirement community, depending on the different types of, you know, circumstances and financial options that a senior has. And I think therein is the gift that you give to our families right now, because I know they're lost. They don't necessarily know how to make those decisions given the circumstances. So I really want to say during this holiday season, when we're talking about hope and you know, just the overall, I want to say thank you to you for all that you do for our families, because truly, to honor those higher values is so valuable and certainly important. So thank you for what you do, Daphne.
Well, you're so welcome, and you've made a really, really good point about knowing the options, because one of the things I hear constantly is, oh, I didn't know we could do that. Oh, I didn't know that was an option. Oh, I thought that would be too expensive. Oh, and I just love being able to share with people truly the options that fit for their story. And that's where you get to glean from our 20-plus years of experience at Pinnacle to be able to know just what is the right option. And as always, You are the decision makers. We aren't the decision makers. We're just an information post that can spell out right. all of those options for you. I will share just briefly here that one of the things that gets overlooked is adult family homes. And I will tell you right now mm-hmm. that is really a valuable option right now because it has flexibility that maybe larger communities do not. And it's a really viable option to consider in your choices when you have mm-hmm. to move outside of your home. So, yeah,
well,
you are
certainly
definitely
made a believer in me on adult family homes, where before I was kind of hesitant, but even now during the pandemic, I cannot imagine a better solution in many cases because it's a smaller community. It's a home environment.
Yeah.
You're exposed to less people coming from the outside. So all of those
yes.
things are, I think, very valuable as well.
Yes. Yeah, it is. And, you know, the other thing is, and then we're closing up this segment here, but the other thing is that it doesn't have to be long term. You have flexibility. And we can talk
yes.
more about, you know, what that flexibility looks like in our next session. But it is, it can be something that's short term through pandemic times. And
mm-hmm.
then we can
mm-hmm.
make another adjustment as things change down the road. Yeah, nothing has
yes.
to be in stone forever.
Yes, yes. So, Daphne, I know you can help our families. How do they reach you?
The best way to reach us is directly on that phone call and dialing at 855-734-1500. Again, that's 855-734-1500. And if you go to our website, you can see brand new pictures of our whole team at our PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.
Awesome. And everyone, we're going to have a very treat today because Daphne's with us for the entire hour, and she will be back right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.